the Inuit play a major role in the story of the demise of Viking Greenland. At minimum, they represent a missed opportunity. The Greenland Vikings would have had a better chance of surviving if they had learned from or traded with the Inuit. At maximum, Inuit attacks on or threats to the Vikings may have played a direct role in the Vikings' extinction. The Inuit are also significant in proving to us that persistence of human societies wasn't impossible in medieval Greenland. Why did the Vikings eventually fail where the Inuit succeeded? Inuit culture and technology, including mastery of whale hunting and open waters, arose in the Bering Strait region somewhat before AD 1000. Dog sleds on land and large boats at sea enabled the Inuit to travel and transport supplies. As the Arctic became warmer in the Middle Ages and the frozen waterways separating Canadian Arctic islands thawed, the Inuit followed their bowhead whale prey through those waterways eastwards across Canada, entering northwest Greenland by 1200, and thereafter moving south along Greenland's west coast to reach the Nordsetta, then the vicinity of western settlement around 1300, and the vicinity of eastern settlement around 1400. The hunting of whales gave them an additional major food supply unavailable to the Norse. Hence, Inuit hunters could feed lots of wives and children and lived in large settlements, typically housing dozens of people, including 10 or 20 adult male hunters and fighters. In the prime hunting grounds of the Nordsetta, the Inuit established a huge settlement that gradually accumulated hundreds of dwellings. Just imagine the problems it must have created if a group of Norse hunters, who could hardly have numbered more than a few dozen, were detected by such a big group of Inuit and failed to establish good relations. Unlike the Norse, the Inuit represented the climax of thousands of years of learning to master Arctic conditions. So, Greenland has little wood? That was no problem for the Inuit. They built igloos for winter travel out of snow, and they burned whale and seal blubber both for fuel and for lighting lamps. They stretched sealskins over frameworks to build kayaks, as well as boats called umiaks, big enough to take out into unprotected waters for hunting whales. Despite having read about what exquisite watercraft Inuit kayaks were, I was still astonished when I first saw a traditional Inuit kayak in Greenland. 19 feet long, much longer than I had ever imagined, the deck of the slim kayak was packed with weaponry. A harpoon shaft with a spear thrower extension at the grip end, a separate harpoon head about 6 inches long, attachable to the shaft by a toggle connection, a dart to throw at birds, several sealskin bladders to act as drags on harpooned whales or seals, and a lance for delivering the death blow to the harpooned animal. Unlike any other watercraft known to me, the kayak was individually tailored to its paddler's size, weight, and arm strength. It was actually worn by its owner, and its seat was a sewn garment joined to the owner's parka and guaranteeing a waterproof seal so that ice-cold water splashing over the decks could not wet him. In their range of hunting strategies, the Inuit were the most flexible and sophisticated hunters in Arctic history. Besides killing caribou, walruses, and land birds in ways not unlike those of the Norse, the Inuit used their fast kayaks to harpoon seals and to run down seabirds on the ocean, and used umiaks and harpoons to kill whales in open waters. The Inuit also devised a specialized technique for hunting ring seal, the most abundant seal species in Greenland waters. Unlike other Greenland seal species, the ringed seal winters off the coast under the ice, by opening breathing holes through the ice just large enough for its head. The holes are difficult to spot because the seal leaves them covered with a cone of snow. A hunter could not knock the snow cone off the hole, else the seal would realize that someone was waiting for it. Hence the hunter stood patiently next to a cone in the darkness of the Arctic winter, waited motionless for as many hours as necessary to hear a seal arrive to catch a quick breath, and then tried to harpoon the animal through the snow cone without being able to see it. As the impaled seal swam off, the harpoon head detached from the shaft, but remained attached to a rope, which the hunter played out and pulled until the seal became exhausted and could be dragged in and lanced. That whole operation is difficult to learn and execute successfully. The Norse never did.